Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafil's Fantasy Podcast.
I am in.
Wow.
But no loud noise.
All right. Oh, well, 4 seconds ago, this is an Olafil's Fantasy Podcast Special Edition. Oh, wow. We got Joe Ritchie joining myself and Jeff up here. Jeff and I tease this. We are in a best ball fantasy draft. First time I've done this, and it's already flying, boys.
Yeah.
So two.
Oh, it's moving
it's
fast.
It's already McCaffrey and why can't I think Saquon already went. Anyway, so we got Joe on here. We're gonna go over some his draft pool team. We talked about how great we thought his team was. We will go over that in a little bit after we get these first couple picks in. Jeff, are you excited? Do we have any strategy going into this?
Well, I mean, we used the Sleeper app earlier. Will did kind of a mock draft before. We liked what we were doing. We tried to pray to the fantasy gods that we can get one of these running backs that we like to fall to us in the first round and come back and just put it in the fantasy gods' hands and see where it lands us. So not looking good so far. All running backs. Picked. Oh, Travis Kelce. Oh, that's
wow.
That's another good point for Joe and the listeners. This is it's a full point PPR, a 1.5 point PPR for tight end. So a little bit of a tight end bump, two flexes. So
no kickers,
no defenses.
And as we kind of talked about earlier, and I told Joe this, 18 rounds, and I kind of told him it was like a base fantasy baseball league where we're not really playing head-to-head with people. We're just getting the most points per week, but it's optimized. So that's very exciting. Joe is here to kind of help critique our picks. We're not on the clock yet. We are next, Joe. What are you looking at? Who do you think looks good to you coming up next out of the next players?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the top of the pool, well, now I was going to say either Dalvin Cook or Derrick Henry, but now you got Derrick Henry. I mean, I think that's the top guy on the board. I feel like that's the one to go after. Below him's Devontae Adams. Don't feel that really. I'm not a fan of picking receivers in the first round unless they're, you know, like a Michael Thomas caliber like player, especially with Devontae Adams and, you know, the situation with Rodgers and Love. I don't think it's a big deal, but it might be enough to sway you a little bit. That's kind of my insight there.
What do you think, Jeff?
You know I'm contractually obligated to hate Derrick Henry, but
me
I
too.
Feel like in this format it might work because I don't actually ever have to start him, so I don't have to deal with that pain. And I get to live with his 40-point weeks, and I don't have to cry when he gets 2 points. So,
all right,
I'm okay with Henry.
Him.
Will, you click it.
Wow.
Do the honors.
There it is. I'm excited. That's the first share of Derrick Henry I've gotten in any of our leagues so far this year.
Edwards-Helaire off the board right after us. Shocker.
It's the immaculate one.
So on the way back here, I'm hoping we get another running back. I know Jeff is. Right now we still have Joe Mixon, Josh Jacobs. If Eckler and the fantasy gods somehow came back to us, I would absolutely die if we got him. So it's coming back to us pretty quick already. Jeff, what are you thinking here? We're not taking Gurley or Drake, so I don't know.
No Drake, no Gurley. I like Eckler. I mean, we both have a soft spot in our hearts for Chubb.
Yeah, definitely.
Not sure how much I love him in kind of the full PPR, but I mean, be darned.
If we got him in the second round.
Yeah. I think we would have the thickest, thick back running backs of all time then. If we had Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb, just some big bros right there.
Just a bunch of girth over there. Joe, how do you feel about back-to-back running backs to start? I mean, your team in our Raft Bowl League is quite stacked every position. Going running back seems to be the consensus with me and Jeff. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I back that strategy. I just feel like running backs are just the most complete package. They get the running yards easy, just handing off the ball. You know, it's a passing league now. You really do spend a lot of time putting running backs in space and get having them, you know, catch swing passes and screens and all that. I don't think I did that. I took Chubb 10th at the end of our first round and then came right back and took Tyreek Hill. Mm. But there wasn't really another running back on the board except for, you know, our friend Clyde, who I was just like, not about that at all. No, actually, I think he was already off the board. I just knew I wasn't going to pick him if he fell to 10th. There was just no way in my mind. But yeah, in general, I think you go running back, unless you've got, again, like a Michael Thomas or a Tyreek Hill at the top of the group that you could snag in that second round.
We have the pick of the litter right now.
Josh Jacobs just got taken.
But Mahomes went, Kittle went. So we have a choice between Eckler and Chubb. I mean, I'm fine with either one. I think Eckler, like you mentioned, Jeff, already, and full PPR, I think he is better, maybe Chubb that way. But, I mean, what are you guys leaning here, Jeff, Joe? Give me 10 seconds each because we only got 30 seconds.
Jeff, go.
Eckler, let's go.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I would go Eckler just because, you know, the QB situation is a little unstable, but Eckler is kind of the solid rock, you know? So, yeah, I would probably go Eckler here.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I got myself a Nick Chubb right now. What a picture. Look at that picture. Do you see that picture of him? What is that?
Was it of Eckler?
No, I'm looking at Chubb right now. There's a picture of Chubb if you... He just looks
They
like
couldn't he's... get something from like the entire like, last season. They got his combine pickup.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
And like the struggle. Like, come on now.
This is when the third round has always kind of been crazy for me because I've been loving to get all the good running backs I can to start. Jeff, you know that definitely well with me. How we, you know, I will always go for like the Mark Ingram or somebody in that third round so I don't have to ever worry about running back again the rest of the draft. But if we were to look now just at everyone available, there are some good players. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, he's not coming back to us. I know that.
No.
But there's still some decent players left. What do you think coming back to us we should aim for? Try to get a top-tier wide receiver or just best player available?
I personally I'd like to get a volume wide receiver. Just someone who's going to be peppered with targets to kind of anchor a wide receiving core. It doesn't have to be the sexiest name ever. And then look at the running backs there. I think, you know, our exercise earlier today, Will, of looking at all everyone's teams. And we tended to like teams that had three solid running backs that didn't have to, you know, worry on a week-to-week basis. Now, granted, this is best ball, so those kind of late-round flyers are going to be key as well. But we tended to like those that, you know, had three running backs before, like the Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell situation. So those kind of fourth round running backs. So that's kind of where I lean.
Joe, looking at your team, now that we're going back, so you did have Le'Veon Bell as your second running back. In this league that we're kind of drafting right now, if we did end up taking him at some point, he would be like a third running back. Like, you're comfortable with Le'Veon as your second running back? I know I asked you that when you took him.
Yeah, well, actually, I almost passed on him.
Yeah, I remember.
But we were in the sixth round at that point, and I actually needed a second running back. So, I mean, I personally would put him at like a low RB2, almost flex. But, I mean, who knows? There's some upside there. I don't feel real bad taking him in the sixth. If it was like in the third or the fourth, then I would probably take a shower just from feeling dirty for taking him. But I mean, at this point, at that rate, at that value, like, sure, why not? And it filled a hole. And, you know, I kind of gambled on taking, you know, Deshaun Watson in the fifth round. So I was kind of at a loss on a second running back, but Bell fell to me and I just ran with it.
Oh, you ran with it. In this league so far, tight ends are flying off. I guess that 1.5 point PPR maybe is something we don't, maybe we're taking for granted because Mark Andrews went already too. And Zach Ertz is still there for now. I don't know if he's – we got three picks until our turn. If Ertz is
there – Yeah, I was actually surprised that Mark Andrews got taken. I was going to suggest Mark Andrews for your third rounder, but he was gone right after I thought about that. So he's already off the board.
So don't think about this next player then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will do.
I mean, so far
you tell me what to do.
Some quality programming right here. Jeff, we took Zach. I didn't know. No, we didn't. You've taken Zach Ertz a couple times in your league.
I got him in the ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think if he were to come to us, is that someone we should take a look at compared to all the other players right now?
I'm trying to look at
James Conner's still there too. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the what. Like, can we just? I mean, I'm leaning towards someone like a Thielen, or like an Allen Robinson type, just a target monster in a PPR.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
I don't love this tight end, but someone like a Waller, who's just like maybe doesn't have the touchdown upside, but going to be a target on the team. So rather than so reach for Ertz
if you
right
sort
here,
if you sort by the rankings, they have Adam Thielen ranked 60th.
I know
he's not even. I was just digging to find him. Wow. Okay. So there's plenty of receivers left. I mean, Allen Robinson, Odell Beckham, Juju, AJ Brown. Adam Thielen is a target monster. You're correct. We are picking in one pick left.
But there's also a lot of other ones. So I'm
there's
not
a lot
married.
Of receivers.
I'm not married.
Yeah. Like, I think we can get Allen Robinson or Odell or Adam Thielen or even, I don't know if Juju would be comfortable with him as your number one. But on the way back, we can get one of those guys and then pair him with another wide receiver two in a row. I don't know if you want to take – I mean, the 1.5-point thing is really intriguing to me. So I don't know if it's really that much more to get you to pick someone like Ertz. We're about to find out in 5 seconds.
Oh, they just picked Thielen.
They took Thielen! Oh, my word.
Wow. Took him so long to find him.
Yeah, scrolling. I'm leaning Ertz here. I like all the wide receivers that are left.
Me too.
I'm starting to just die a little bit inside on the running backs.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell is still there, and Chris Carson. Carson's there.
Do you think we can get one of them on our way back?
No, I don't think so.
So who do you want? Carson?
I think we should. You think we should get Carson? I'm okay
Carson
with that.
Probably has higher upside, I think, than Bell. Like, I like what Joe was saying. That's why I like Le'Veon. He's like a solid floor RB.
Yeah.
You just know it in your flex or RB2 is going to be the 20th best running back. That's his low. I don't think he has the highs. Carson has risk. I vote Carson.
Do I take a shower, Joe, if I take Carson?
Yes. I'll be right back.
Oh. Wait, what? Okay, so we've gone running back, running back, running back to start this draft. And I'm okay with it. I think we don't have to touch running back. I mean, I'm done. Like, we're done. We're done touching
I'm
running
done
back.
Done to, like, the 16th upside round. Yeah. We just pick some schmucks.
Yeah, like, literally, now we just focus on our wide receivers. I mean, who just did they just – did Zach Ertz just go now? I don't even know.
No, still available.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, there's no – I mean, if Ertz somehow made it back to us, then I would say we take Ertz. But I don't think he will. I think the value is just too good. We just got Chris Carson with pick like 39.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Oh, wait.
I do think what you might see, though, is, you know, a whole run of tight ends being taken soon. Because you have Ertz right here at the top, and then your next one down is Waller. And then you have Ingram and Henry. And I think those guys, maybe not this – probably as we get into the fourth round here, I think we might start seeing that. It's going to take one person to draft Ertz, and then you're going to the dominoes fall.
Once that person take Ertz, yeah, you're correct. Wide receivers, though, still good. I mean, Calvin Ridley just went.
Like, so many. There's 15 that I would be fine with two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get two of the – I mean, Odell is still – I'm not – I mean
– I had to take three scrolls to get to Landry, okay?
In a PPR, like – Oh, so far okay. So good, Jeff.
Joe, I want to ask your perspective. I mean, we've been pretty simpatico. I've liked your feedback, your strategy today. There's one player I want to get your opinion on, and then we'll be, you know, fully aligned. Tyler Higbee.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the Rams fan.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a homer question. I will say
you do have a Rams logo in here.
Yeah, unfortunately for me. But I would say, I mean, he was hot during the second half of the season last year. He's a clear-cut starter going into this year. He was splitting time with Everett last year. I like him. I think if you've got more pressing needs outside the tight end position, I think you go after that. And Higbee, I think, is a guy in terms of fantasy is like if he's in your lap, if he falls into your lap – you know, in this maybe the sixth or seventh round. I think that's pretty good value. But yeah, I think there's probably, he's probably like in the second, maybe third tier, probably second tier of like tight ends. So it's a tough question. I would say if my focus was, you know, you guys are stacked at running back, sounds like we might, the strategy might be receiver after this, you know, after you get those main guys. And if you got Higbee still on the board, you know, in a couple rounds, sure. Would you go for him now? I wouldn't. I think fifth round, sixth round is probably still a little too high for him.
Fair enough.
Would we be comfortable with him as our guy though? Like as our dude. Like that's us waiting to get him and we're comfortable with him being our tight end to start.
I would say yes. I think he's Goff's security blanket. Interesting. You know, Higbee gets a lot of catches. And then you consider this 1.5 PPR for tight ends. Like I actually think it's a pretty good deal. I think he'll make up for that in the catches. But yeah, you gotta think about the offense too. The Rams have been doing a lot of double tight end sets, so they do use Higbee and Everett a lot, but Goff goes to Higbee way more than he goes to Everett. So that's something to think about there.
Ertz and Allen Robinson just went right before us. Yeah. So close, so close. And you were right. Look at Jeff, you're right. Le'Veon Bell's still there.
Still there.
So that sucks. I mean, there are two flexes. I mean, we'll just take Le'Veon too. All right, so we got to get a receiver now.
Yeah.
At some point, right? I mean, Robert Woods went before Cooper Kupp. I mean, who do you like out of all these dudes? You can Cooper make Kupp, your pick Keenan and make Allen, your case.
Stephon Diggs. I'm leaning Cooper Kupp from a PPR perspective.
I'm down. Yeah. Lock Cooper Kupp, Joe. Big fans over here of Cooper Kupp. Who did it?
I did.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
I thought like, you said I could.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. No, it was a good pick. I went to hover my mouse around it, and I was like, oh, God, what happened? It kind of scared me.
They really need to update the pictures for, like, these people. Like Courtland Sutton and, you know, Darren Waller just look like absolute jamokes in their pictures. They really need to update them.
A.J. Brown has his uniform on. Not sure why he got – D.K. Metcalf doesn't even have a picture. Yeah, this is actually kind of interesting now that I'm scrolling through all of them.
Pre-beard Keenan Allen.
So now on the way back, we'll hopefully go for a wide receiver or maybe Tyler Higbee, you know, in a couple of rounds. Joe, I'm looking at your team, all right, and we gave you the number one power ranking, like out of everyone, okay, out of the 10 teams there. Mm-hmm. It is a 10-team league, so it's a little bit shallower than what some people are used to. How confident are you in your team?
Whew. Fairly confident, I think, on paper. Yeah, I am personally happy with everybody I was able to draft. But, you know, there's just so many factors that play out. I mean, look at this. I mean, on my team, I have Mike Evans and Julian Edelman. Both are now questionable.
Yeah, randomly.
You know, we haven't even played a game yet. They didn't even play any preseason. They didn't really have a full-on training camp, and these guys are already showing up on the list. I think in this year in particular, it's such a toss-up because you have COVID, but then you have, that lack of training and getting everybody in football shape, so to speak. So I feel okay, but I just think something's going to happen to somebody or two, and it's just going to be a big juggling act. And there's luck involved too, right? I mean, you could have the best team, but like you could play the highest scoring team every week and, you know, not make the playoffs. I've been in leagues like that before where that happens. So pretty confident, feel pretty good. I do see a couple moves being made down the stretch.
Oh, wow.
You got to see how some of these players play out on the field in the game, putting up stats. So we'll see.
Big fan of the team. Hate to see Mike Evans, you know, dealing with a hammy, game time decision on week one. Never fun.
Mm-mm.
I have him in a other big league that I'm in with Will.
My question was going to be, actually, Joe, why do you have three tight ends?
Yeah.
And two of them are actually kind of good. Like, two of them are like, you know, you're starting.
Yeah, no love for Evan Ingram, dude? I mean, come on.
And you're just going to keep him on your bench?
To be honest, so my last pick was Jonnu Smith, the Titans tight end. And that was kind of a – I don't know what to do with this last pick because I got everybody else, because we're in a league with no kickers, and that I think that probably threw me off like, well, I'm kind of stacked everywhere else. I mean, I do have two QBs in a super flex league, and yeah, maybe a third QB would have helped. But yeah, I didn't really know what to do, to be honest, with the last pick, but I felt like Jonnu was probably a decent pick. And part of my strategy too, that I probably shouldn't reveal, kind of as the season plays out, like, well, sometimes you try to pick players that end up being really productive, and then you just put them on the trade block get something where you're lacking somewhere else. I mean, not a secret strategy, but like I've been known to do that, where, you know, I might have a Jonnu Smith who's killing it, but then I also have Zach Ertz and Evan Engram who are also just as productive. Well, I can get rid of one of those, and if I'm lacking in running back, for example, where Le'Veon Bell is my second running back, maybe I can get some good trade value out of that.
Deep dive.
I like that. You know, I hope, Joe, that you can invigorate the trading block in this league, because I think, you know, maybe one or two trades in the lifetime of this league. So not a great track record there. The league is a mix of people who know what they're doing and people who are easy money. So, I mean, take that for what you
will. So can we talk about, in that case, can we talk about Orange Rush? Because that
yes,
the
we
team
will.
That was the least intimidating
let's
to me.
Let's talk about
we
our
will.
Pick.
Yes.
We are next
our
up.
Pick in there.
Yeah, cannot. Let's focus on the pick. But I was going through the teams here, and I'm like,
it's funny he says that about this. Okay, that's fine. Kay. But let's take a look here. I think I'm leaning on either Keenan Allen or DJ Chark, Jeff. I don't know. I'm just looking at the wide receivers, though. So I haven't looked at anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, the wide tight end is getting disgusting, but that's fine.
Evan Engram's still there.
I like Evan Engram. I'm okay with I mean, I like Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Last year he had some 40-point bangers, so I'm down to
and
go
this
there.
Is a, this is a full PPR.
Yeah.
Are you guys cool with drafting –
oh,
players
way
from the same team.
Let's go, what Chark. Joe in here giving us common sense here.
Just my 2 cents.
Yeah, inverse correlation or whatever.
All right, we got 15 seconds.
I'm down with the Chark. I mean,
yeah,
it'd be
fun. I'm down with the Chark.
I mean, you want to click it, Will?
I'll click it.
Okay.
You know, he's the dude that we talked about this on a terrible team. Are they going to be down 20 points in the fourth quarter every game and they'll just be chucking it? You know, getting us that garbage time production, I think so. So I'm okay with going with DJ Chark and Minshew Mania. Evan Engram just went, you know, partial to Evan Engram. You know, kind of hurts me.
I thought he broke
I'm
your heart last year.
He did. That's exactly
like
scored a garbage
love.
Touchdown on Sunday Night Football to make me lose by 1 point, and I missed the playoffs by one game. Like, that's just, like, just garbage. All around garbage. Speaking of garbage, Joe thinks Orange Rush is garbage in our league, Raffle, which is very interesting. Very interesting to hear.
He might be the two-time champion.
He is at least a two-time champion. At least a two-time champion.
I think this is, like, this league's been around for 4 years. He's won two of the years. He never plays two quarterbacks, or he rarely does. Yeah, this season I have no idea what his strategy was. So Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Drew Lock, yikes.
we'll give it so Joe
and Clyde.
Yeah, oh, Joe. So, yeah, well, that is that one. Oh, there it is. There it is. Clyde. That's
well,
amazing.
So when I was doing my research, I'm like, who's the guy that drafted him?
And
I saw Orange Rush, and I'm like, okay, well, his team must be stacked because he drafted Clyde, so maybe he made up for it. Yeah, didn't really get that vibe at all. You got Tom Brady, who has been okay. I mean, he's been productive, but yeah, there's just a lot of question marks going to a new team, new offense, and things of that sort. How is he going to hold up there? Devontae Adams, okay, fine. DJ Moore, I think that's a question mark. Carson's okay. It just, like, gets worse as you go down the list. Like, Cortland Sutton, Joe Burrow, Bills defense, all right, Cam Akers. I'm a Rams fan. It's going to be running back by committee. Akers is not going to be in a 10-team league. I mean, I don't know what you do with Cam Akers. But he's a rookie. Too early to tell. So can reserve a little bit of judgment. Yeah, a lot of Broncos players.
He's a Broncos fan. His name is Orange Rush.
Well, yeah, that's right. So it's, you know, I mean, my team name is Peepee Face and it's a Rams logo, but if you look at my roster, you know, there's what, how many Rams? Zero. So I think just being a homer can hurt sometime. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast.
I think he has.
That will probably be, he'll probably be lighting the fire, I imagine.
I don't think Jose listens. I think he has like 4 or 5 kids. Like he doesn't have time for our little bozo podcast. So continues just thrashing his team unmercifully.
Again, 2-time champion and defending champion.
I think I said the exact same thing about his team last year, so don't feel bad. Please go on. I definitely ranked it last. I thought it was garbage, and somehow he won the league. So he's pretty savvy on the wire, so I guess I'll give him that.
Anything could happen, right? I mean, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, there's just so many X factors we're not thinking about, and I mean, he could run away with it. He could make some moves. He could stick with who he's got and have some breakout players, and definitely potential there, but I just saw it and I was like, oh, wow.
But and Yahoo gave him an A+. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they did. I'm just making that up.
Wasn't it?
Bringing the fire, thing. Though. I mean, first of all, just to defend him on one pick, I like the Joe Burrow pick. I like having Joe Burrow as like your third quarterback or like your, you know, your backup player, because you know, you don't know what's going to happen with him this year. He could absolutely light up fantasy-wise.
Oh, sure. For sure.
I forgot there's quarterbacks in this league. Deshaun Watson just went.
Russell Wilson.
Round
still available.
6. I don't want to. I mean, we're Diggs dudes. Diggs is there. Jarvis Landry's there. Okay. Diggs is still there. We are up next, I believe. We are up now.
Antonio Gibson. Okay. Come on. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Round 6, dude. All right, so we got a Diggs looking us in the face. We are Diggs dudes. How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I feel like he's tailor-made for this format. I don't have to worry about
we're like,
picking
yeah, one
the
week,
week
he'll
when
score 30
he
points.
Scores a grip, yeah. So I kind of like it.
I mean, I don't know why he's wasting any time. We're picking Stephon Diggs. Joe,
I didn't
give
realize
me a team.
Was
our
pick. Oh, Devontae Parker's team. Ooh, look at that picture. Joe, overall, not fantasy-wise landscape, give me one team that you're really looking forward to watching in the National Football – our league.
Our league.
The National Football League. And then one team that you think is going to really, really disappoint. And don't give us your normal takes that everyone gives us. Give us some. Give us a little onion hanger.
Little onion. Man, okay. You know what? It might be a little bit biased because I'm in the area, but I'm really excited about the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm.
I think Kyler Murray, Kenyon Drake, Christian Kirk, the Hopkins trade, I think there's a lot to like there. Who do they draft in the first round? There was that defense. I can't remember
the
guy's name.
Simmons? Safety. Yeah, Simmons. Yep.
Yeah, great safety. Great first round pick. I think that they're putting a lot of good pieces together. You got Kyler Murray in the second year of the system. With Kingsbury, and I think there's a lot of potential there, a lot of hype. People are excited around here. You can kind of feel it a little bit. A lot of Arizona Cardinal license plates that I've noticed, but that is actually one team I'm really looking forward to watching. Unfortunately, they might be blacked out unless they lifted that for the year. I don't know, because no one's going to be in the stands anyway.
I have no idea.
So that's
work.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just a temporary lit. How can you even judge that? I don't think they would have it. I'd have to look it up. So that would be the team that I'm actually really excited about. Team that I think is going to disappoint. That's a tough one.
Well, I'll give you my excited team. I think Jeff is kind of, I mean, it was for a little bit, but the Washington football team. Donna's own. I'm excited to watch them because I have no idea what's going to happen with that quarterback situation. I think Antonio Gibson's going to be kind of fun to watch. Their defense is going to be good. And I think just having Scary Terry, see if he can kind of replicate last year, even going against all these, you know, double coverages he'll probably get. I think just shaking that name off, getting their owner kind of, you know, destroyed in the hoopla and just being so under the radar because they're just a crappy team with this crappy history. kind of lends me a little bit of excitement, gets me a little up in the morning, if you know what I mean. So that's a team I'm kind of looking forward to watching. And they might implode, too. I'm just excited to watch them either way. I guess Jeff agrees.
Yeah, that'll be a fun train wreck to watch.
Yeah. I just want Alex Smith to take over. That's just I'm waiting.
Yeah, sure. That'd be easy comeback player of the year if he takes one snap. He takes one snap, breaks his leg. Just like takes a drop back. I mean, nah. That's a kind of scary situation. Like, you know, there's that video of him celebrating with his family, and he's like got a brace the size of Kentucky on his leg. And he's like walking around like, hey, I made the team. And it's like, what are you like? You're like afraid to go down your step in your house. I don't know. Not meant to be for that guy over there. All right. So let's see. What else? What else we got on the docket for Joe, Jeff? Joe.
So Joe, just introduce yourself to the people a little bit more. We did it off the top.
Yeah, I guess.
You're in the Phoenix area, Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we can just splice this part and put it in the beginning of the podcast.
Welcome to the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast. No, I'm not doing that. We already did one podcast.
In the Phoenix, Arizona area, just moved out here last summer. Grew up in Orange County, California, with Will. Basically, I've been a lifelong Rams fan, so I only grew up really knowing the St. Louis Rams, and then I actually lived in LA in the city when they came back, and thought that was a dream come true. And then they went 4-12 and Jeff Fisher got fired. But it's been, it's been rainbows and sunshine since, I feel like, for the most part, if you consider, the 10 years before that. I've been playing fantasy football for 20 years almost. Have 3 championships to show for it, but it's been a long time. Just a big football guy. Did season tickets with Will for the Chargers for a couple years. Did it for the Rams before I moved to Arizona. I don't think I'll do Cardinal season tickets, but might go to a game here and there, especially if they're as exciting as I think they're going to be. But we'll see.
What an intro. What an intro right there.
Will.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Will, have I ever met Joe?
Yeah, he was at my wedding.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sure we've passed each other.
Yeah, I'm sure we've crossed paths multiple times in our day-to-day rigmaroles, here and there, whatever stuff. Yeah.
In regards to the draft, I have no idea where to go, Will. I don't know the strategy at this point. Like, we can, I guess, Phil go with best available because I hate all the tight ends. There's some quarterback options. Not in love with a lot of them.
I guess if you look at our team too, it says, we've filled up our two running backs, our two wide receivers, and our two flexes technically. Yeah.
But that doesn't really matter, right?
No, it doesn't. Because
10 bench spots.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to all interchange based on their scores. If I had to take a pick at someone right now, I still like Jarvis Landry. You're right. The tight ends are kind of garbage. If you wanted to go create, I really don't want to take a running back, but I guess Jarvis Landry, we can go Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, if we want to go quarterback.
Let's go 20 Landry. Second.
You want to go Landry?
Yeah.
I can't find him. So.
You want me to click it?
Yeah, you got him? Yep. See, this is great. I like this now.
Yeah, alley-oop right there.
I mean, set it up, get the set. Knock it down. Jarvis Landry in a PPR. I mean, that dude had – what did he have, 138 targets last year?
134.
See, Joe, that's the research that you get when you listen to the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast. 134 targets. So Joe did move to Arizona. He went to the hustle and bustle of Phoenix. I believe it's Mesa, Arizona is the official
city
that he lives in.
Which is a suburban area of Phoenix.
I think the last fantasy championship I won was in a league with Joe. It was quite the league. It was 4 years ago, and I got Ezekiel Elliott in the first round, pick 9, and he was a rookie. Ooh, and I rode him all the way to the championship. I beat the, you'll find this funny. I beat a homer, Tony Mazza, in the final. He is a lifelong Giants fan, and he always takes Eli Manning. Like, this is, and this is 4 years ago. So this isn't, well, this
if
isn't
he was a in a league this year, he would still take Eli.
He would still, or he would at least take Daniel Jones in like the fourth round. Like, that's just how in love he is with the Giants. So that is the person I beat in the final. What a, that was a great fantasy year. Ezekiel Elliott.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, because I'm pretty sure you also had that year. And I don't know how I remember this. I don't know if it was Tyreek Hill or somebody. And you, like, that championship game was going back and forth. It actually was probably the most exciting championship game that I was following, because I had to see who I was going to pay up to. But I was watching it, and, like, there was a point where, like, Tony could have – he could have pulled it out, like, but you had Tyreek Hill, and he, like, scored on a punt return or something. Mm-hmm. And it basically clinched the win for you. But you sent me a video of it happening, like you're watching it on TV, and you're like showing the replay of the punt return, and you're just screaming out loud. And I don't know why I remember that, but I'm like, well, I guess he won, so that, go ahead and send that memo over. But it was pretty, it was pretty funny.
And it was NFL.com, right? I feel like that's where the league was on.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, that's the, one of those leagues where it doesn't matter if it's special teams, like the player gets the touchdown. Like,
yeah,
that's. Oh, what a momentous occasion, Jeff. The one memory I have of, it's funny, of Jeff winning a league, and I brought this up on our pod a couple times, was when I was living in Bristol, Connecticut. Jeff was living in Boston, and he drove to our house, our, you know, our condo we were staying in with his wife. They drove to our house, and we notoriously got super drunk and did the draft in my house, or in our condo, and he drafted Matt Forte in the first round, and that was somehow the best pick of the draft, because that's he rode that all the way to the championship while I was getting drunk on the dining room table. And his wife, Shay, was asking him random questions during the draft. And Jeff gets super focused when he drafts. Like, Jeff, this is, you know, tunnel vision on the laptop. So that's my memory of Jeff winning a fantasy championship in our league.
Thank you.
There you go. Oh, yeah. You know, kudos to you. And kudos to us, because we're on the clock again. This is now, oh, you know, it was going slow, almost. But now we're halfway home. So, whew. I think we'll just kind of round this out here, and I don't know who to pick. Joe, if you're looking at best available, who are you thinking over here? I mean, cool. There's some quarterbacks left. We're in round eight. Round eight.
Well, let's see. So we have – you do have the handful of tight ends to choose from here, but I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't take – so you, top tight ends, you got Cook and Fant. I don't know if I would take – I feel like Fant has more upside.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But then it's also like you look a little bit further down, you see some of the QBs here. You still have Wentz, Ryan, and Rodgers. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is dropping unreasonably. I know they drafted Jordan Love, but I'm like, are we really pulling the trigger that quickly?
Nah, no
way. I don't know.
Like, I'm all in.
It's a tough call.
Jeff, are we taking a tight end? Are we taking best available? We got 35 seconds to choose. What do you think?
I'm partial to Rodgers or Ryan. Just get one of those and then try and get maybe like, oh shoot, I don't know. Maybe like Cam later on or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll click Rodgers. I love Rodgers. Yeah. Like I mean, even if another quarterback falls, even if like Matthew Stafford falls another couple rounds and because one of those guys are going to score, you know, 25 points a week. And that's,
and we've only used one of our bench spots. So, plenty of nine more spots to go.
This is what's interesting about this type of league is we want the best possible outcome. And like with the Diggs pick a couple picks ago, the thing that burns you in these head-to-head fantasy leagues or even daily fantasy leagues is you pick a player on the wrong day. You know, you finally went all in on Christian McCaffrey and spent $10,000 on DraftKings, or you finally put Diggs in your flex when he's been on your bench the whole time, and that's the day they score 8 points. That's what's exciting about this, is we don't have to worry about that crap.
Exactly. But of these tight ends, who has the – other than maybe one of them, who has the potential to even score, like, 10 points on any given
Gronk.
Okay. I mean, if Gronk makes it back, I'm down.
Yeah, I think Gronk is going to be that tight end where he's going to outscore the other tight end, what, six times a year maybe?
Yeah.
We want, like, he could be the one that gets 20 points. And then we'll pick, I don't know, you'll pick Joe's boy, Jonnu Smith, and hey, have him be the guy who gets us 6 points. I'm not hating on Jonnu. Apparently he's a
Jonnu still is on the board, and you could probably get another guy. You could get another guy before you get Jonnu, I think.
Yeah, Gronk.
Is he on the board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think I want to take Gronk. Like, if we're in a league that we're playing with a bunch of randos. Like, these people know what they're doing. The fact that Le'Veon Bell was, like, there till the fifth round. Like, I think these people know something that we don't. So I think we need to be those people. We need to pick the guys that people are waiting on and sleeping on. And I think Gronk's going to be our guy on the way back. I'm ready for it.
I'm ready. Why not? I own zero shares of Gronk, so.
Same.
If it works out.
I don't have Henry.
Yeah.
I don't have Derrick Henry in any of my leagues. I don't have Gronk. I mean, this team is the only one we've really taken that I have on all my teams is Diggs, I think. I think that's really the only guy.
Yeah, I got Chark and Eckler in the ship.
Yeah.
And Landry. But
I do think you're in a good position in our league to kind of come in and dominate. And that's what Jeff wrote too, is just like the new man makes a name for himself on day one. Have you ever played in a league where it's a super flex where you're going with the two quarterbacks or even, you know, a random position player instead? Was this your first time doing that, and did it affect your strategy at all?
It is not the first time I've been in a super flex league, and it did affect my strategy. And I will say, so I was in a money league about 10 years ago, and they did like auction draft. It was like a super hardcore league. Like, it was pretty hefty buy-in. They did the draft in Vegas. They got like a big business conference room at the Aria. And it was, yeah, it was my first auction league too. So you had the super flex and it was an auction draft. And, I remember that team was my QBs were Flacco and Brett Favre. So Brett Favre was coming off that 2009 season when they lost in the NFC championship. So, and I got him pretty cheap too, but it was cause he was like 50 years old already. But I actually went with three running backs. I did the normal flex spot but the three running backs I had were, I remember Adrian Peterson, Rashard Mendenhall, and Jamal Charles. Those are my three running backs. So like, I didn't need a second QB because that was like peak years for those guys. But having said that, it was like, and I did make it all the way to the championship and I lost, but I think a lot of it had to do with just having Joe Flacco and Brett Favre as my QB. So it definitely affected my strategy this time around where I took Watson.
Yeah.
Pretty early, fifth round. I usually reach for QBs. Like historically I usually go in like between the third and the fifth round to get a QB. And then I went back in the seventh to get Breeze. So I kind of wanted that to be set. And I feel like Breeze is going to, continue to play at a high level. I don't know if it's going to be as last year, but I figure, you know, New Orleans is all in and trying to make one last run at this while the window's still open. So I felt like Breeze was a pretty reasonable pick at seventh. Like, even if I didn't have a QB to begin with, if I didn't have Watson, I think picking Breeze at seventh would have been good too. So yeah, definitely am on the two QB train.
Speaking of Breeze.
Yeah, there you go. On the clock, guys.
Yeah, and like, you don't want to be disappointed. Like, we're taking Gronk right here. I want to confirm with my co-owner here.
Gronk. Shay just got home and brought me a Crunchwrap, so that's why I was on.
No, no, she didn't. You're lying.
I will take a picture and send it to you.
I literally, so when I asked him earlier, I was like, "Are you making a Crunchwrap Supreme?" And he's like, "Yeah, that was really cool." But with these quarterbacks, I've told Jeff now on the pod a couple times. I'm done being burned by quarterbacks. So, like you just said, Joe, even though it was 10 years ago, like, the reason why you lost that championship is because you know, maybe you went with Flacco and Favre thinking they were, you know, you were buying low or whatever. But this year, am I waiting on quarterback? Yes, but I'm not waiting and getting Kirk Cousins as my only quarterback. Like, I'm going to go between round 7 and 10 and pick two, but two that have established themselves and then maybe even pick a third just in case, you know, at the very, very end and take Phillip Rivers with my last pick, because Phillip Rivers isn't even getting drafted most of the time. So I'm not getting burned by quarterbacks. They're the ones who get you the most points, regardless if anyone thinks that's right or not. So yeah, like in this league especially too, like I have three quarterbacks in the league that we're all in, because I just do not want to go through that phase where one of them gets injured and now I'm screwed the rest of the season.
Totally agree. And I think having three QBs in this kind of league is a good strategy. Again, personally, I didn't really think about that. I've just been in leagues for so long where you have your QB and then you have a decent backup QB. If I had to do it over again, I would just switch that last pick out with somebody else.
So now that we're talking about quarterbacks and Jeff is munching on his Crunchwrap. I'm looking at our team. We have three running backs, four wide receivers. We have Gronk and we have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's either my mindset is, do we take that other quarterback now? Do we take Matthew Stafford? Do we take Tom Brady? Or do we try to find another running back? Because I think our four wide receivers are fantastic. I don't think there's another reason to even to pick another wide receiver right now. The running backs are definitely not good at all. But there is Adrian Peterson. There is Tevin Coleman. There's two guys who, I mean, Adrian Peterson's going to be a starter for what, two games at least? I mean, that's something. You have Tevin Coleman, who, Jeff, I know you like a lot, just because he's a guy who's going to get playing time. Would you want to take a running back here, Jeff, or do you just want to take? I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks left, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't think I want to take a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm looking at the tight ends now too. I don't particularly love anyone. I could get down with maybe Gesicki, or.
I'm okay with taking Gesicki. I mean, whatever. I don't care. Like, we need two tight ends. Like, we, no matter what, we need two tight ends.
And he's got an absolute just donkasaur picture. So I think that locks it in for me. That takes it over the top.
I mean, if we get him, which we're going to right now, I mean, what a steal. ADP 93. We're getting him in round 10, pick 5.
There you go.
So that's 95. Right. Oh, no, wait. No, it's a 12-team league. This is a 12-team league. So this is pick 103, I believe, if my math is correct.
Do you want me to click pick, or?
Yeah, let's. Or, I mean, Joe could click it, you know, guess of the pod.
Oh, there you go. Go for it, Joe.
See if he's even paying attention.
We're talking to the tight end from Miami?
Yes.
The one who looks like a Dawson's Creek character?
Exactly.
He does look like
done.
He does look like that.
Drafted. Oh, thanks, guys.
Wow. Thanks, I mean, guys. What a just a foray into the pod world for Jeff, for Joe, even though he says he doesn't like listening to his own voice. I know he's going to listen to this. I mean, I know he's going to.
Joe, you have a voice for radio.
He does.
Thank you. A long time ago, I was in voice acting school.
Yes, he was.
Oh, wow.
You beat me to it. You beat me to it. I'm glad you did it.
I should have let you have that one.
Lead with that, sir. I mean, come on.
So
he wants to lead with the Rams fan.
Fun.
I said you want to leave with being a Rams fan.
Well, it's not as embarrassing as it used to be, I guess. Although I will say, you know, hard knocks. You wait like – I haven't really watched it past the second episode.
Not great. It was. I mean, I texted you a little bit about that. So we're in around 11 right now. I know we're kind of winded down here, so – I think we can kind of wrap this part up with Joe and Jeff and just kind of leave this in a bow. Joe, I want you to kind of look at our team right now. So we picked 9 players. We're in this – oh, wait. No, sorry. We picked 10 players, again, in this best ball league. Give us your thoughts, PPR, and then for the tight ends, it's 1.5 PPR. I think I kind of like it, but Joe, you're the outsider. You're looking in. You kind of were hearing us debate these picks. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is solid. I really do like it. I think getting Rodgers late is such a good deal. Like, I really just cannot believe that he falls this far. Running backs are stacked. Got to be honest, not a fan of the Chark pick.
Right.
I understand the logic behind it, and I can defend you and say that's the same reason why I picked up like Bortles many years ago. as like a backup QB because he would just get garbage points in the fourth. Not a huge fan of it, but, you know, happy to be proven wrong. I think Landry's a good pick. I think he's going to get a lot of the catches for Cleveland. Tight ends are a fun bunch.
Yes, it is. I mean, come on.
Really are a fun bunch there. I think Gronk will be okay. My only question is he going to be able to stay healthy? But I think he'll fit into that offense real well, obviously, with Brady there. I like it as a whole. I really do. I have to look at other teams and see who picked what, but I think in a PPR league, you've got a lot of guys here that are going to get receptions, obviously, like Cooper Kupp, Landry. Diggs will be interesting to see how he fits in that offense, but I feel like they want to open it up for Josh Allen, so there's probably opportunity there for Diggs to step up and get those catches. But I like it as a whole.
Funny,
I don't want to be
funny,
like,
you should
know,
mention,
Yahoo Fantasy Sports
no,
report
it's
card.
Fine.
But
I'm talking about. I'm just
don't get
at
me
one,
started
have,
on that.
I have one other team. I just have one other team to look at, and I think our team destroys this team. Gold-blooded. Their team is awful. It's Miles Sanders, Jonathan Taylor, Kareem Hunt, Zach Moss. Those are their running backs. I mean, whoop-dee-doo. Wide receivers. Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk, DeSean Jackson, Odell Beckham, DK Metcalf. And then they took George Kittle in the second round. So I don't think that team does not scare me at all. They took Jonathan Taylor in the third round. That player is such an interesting pick, and he's kind of flying up the boards. I know he's no Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but this is a guy that's going into a system that has two other running backs there. So that's one team that I already think our team's better. So there you go.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely would avoid drafting Sanders by all means. Taylor, rookie, question mark. Hunt. Backup. Yeah, not digging this team at all, really.
See, so there you go. There's one team that we're better than, Joe. So you can, you know, as much as you don't like the whatever pick you said you didn't like, the DJ Chark pick, where he's competing with someone else. There
I'll
are
tell you
still
what.
A million quarterbacks left. Yes.
Let's put this on the air. If you win this league, I will buy a DJ Chark jersey.
Wow. I got Jeff is silent. He's too busy eating his crunch out of the room. Jeff, did you not hear this proposition put?
I didn't hear anything. Sorry.
That must be a damn good crunch wrap then.
Well, my dog was also going ape shit next to my sleeping son's room. So what did I miss? Apologize. All I heard was Joe showering praise upon our team.
Oh yeah. No, that you got most of that down for sure.
Joe, please repeat your proposition.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty wild, and then there was silence, and I'm like, well, maybe it's not that bad of an idea. I don't know. If you guys win your league, I will buy a DJ Chark jersey.
Oh, yeah, the Chark. Come on, baby.
I'm going to go on Fanatics right now and see if I can even buy one. I'll probably have to customize it.
He's such a dick. Oh, my God, he's their best player. I mean, whatever that means. I cannot believe you just said that. So
as you're doing that, Joe, do any of your other leagues do a podcast, power rankings, matchup of the weeks, anything fun to spice it up?
Oh, not at all. I love this so much. I really do. When Will sent me the power rankings, I'm like, all right, I'm all in.
Interesting.
No. And I love it. It definitely makes it more engaging, I feel like. And somewhat more incentive to do well. Like, you want to be at the top of the power rankings. You get some legit bragging rights there. The fact that you guys go out of your way to do that and do your podcast, I think it shows that you guys really care about fantasy football. You're really passionate about it. And, you know, as somebody who's played a long time, like, I dig it a lot. And, you know, it really takes things to the next level.
Appreciate that. I will say it's fun in our other league because there's – like half a league is people that we're friends with and the other half is people that you could say we despise. So it's fun to do this pod and power rankings. Cause I mean, we try to stay as objective as possible, Will, but they like to light up the message boards and the trolling gets to epic proportions at times.
This is true. And Jeff, are we taking Tevin Coleman or Adrian Peterson?
Tevin
or any
Coleman.
Other running back? Yeah, Tevin Coleman, I figured. Okay. Is that fine? I don't know.
Yeah, go
else
for
I can
it.
Take.
Yeah,
go for it. All right.
It's
I think
about
the last
time
thing
to bring out the dartboard at that.
Yeah. So, Joe, it's an interesting question that Jeff proposed, because Jeff and I are going to kind of start to reach out to people, and yourself included. If you ever want us to do a podcast about your league or your team, just let us know and we'll do it. Because we just want to get our feelers out there, since that's what we've been doing for our league for so long. We're like, well, what if other people would want to hear a random 30-minute podcast about their league and their team? Because, you know, everyone always hates to hear about your fantasy team, right? Except
for sure
you. So
yeah, exactly.
If you ever want that to happen, just send us a link to your league, one of your leagues, and we will do it. And you can spread the word to the other 10 or 11 teams.
Love that idea. And I would definitely extend the invite for this season. To be honest, I just didn't do a league because I just didn't know how it was going to play out. But I wanted to. I'm definitely going to bring it back next year, assuming everything is all good this season if they get through it. But yeah, no, I'll definitely take you guys up on that. I love that idea. Just a side note here, there's free jersey assurance for a DJ Chark jersey on Fnatic. So if something happened to him, you know, I could just return the jersey and it's really just no risk in getting
what
one.
That
so
even,
just heads up there.
Mean? What does that mean?
That means you get a refund if they get cut or if like they get traded, like they're not on the team anymore within
really?
A certain amount of time since you buy the jersey. Yeah, it's stupid though. It's like 90 days, I feel like.
That's interesting.
I feel like their jerseys are nice. Like, it's a good color. You can probably just wear it out. You know, it's a nice black.
I mean, their helmets.
Navy.
Their helmets aren't nice, but.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff and Joe, I think we've kind of run the course on the pod part of this. I think our team is pretty set. I mean, obviously, we got darts to throw for six more picks. Jeff, what are your final thoughts, at least for the pod part, for our team and having Joe on here critiquing?
No, it's been great to have you with us, Joe. Appreciate it. Happy to have you in the Raft Pool League. Excited for what the season holds. Excited. Have no idea how this team is going to perform. But it should be interesting, and we'll probably have you on again at some point this year to chat about it and your excellent team, as demonstrated in the power rankings in Raft
Pool. We'll see. But thank you. No, I really, really appreciate you guys bringing me on. It was really fun chatting with you and just helping out with some insight for this best ball draft. Very interested to see how it plays out. I'm obviously invested in it now. About $100 invested in the material of a DJ Chark jersey. But no, really, really good stuff. Also want to let Jose know that it's not personal about his fantasy team, about Orange Rush. Clearly don't know him, and he's a father, and you know, I can align with that as a father of one, soon to be two, dropping the bomb on the podcast.
Wait, what?
Wow, grass.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, March. So
freaking break. Yeah. Oh, okay. Breaking news. Wow, the masses will be just wow. Does the wife know that's how you're doing your gender, not gender, but your baby reveal on a podcast?
Yeah, no. I'll, as soon as this episode's available, I'll download it and we'll listen to it together.
Are you serious?
Just get a reaction to it.
Wow. That's
oh, great. Yeah. No, yeah. Serious for sure. March,
wow, well,
March 5th.
Congrats are in order. Wow. Very nice.
I didn't mean to drop that bomb, but I really do like understand where Jose's coming from, you know,
that's
being a father.
Great.
And. Well, it's difficult managing everything, so.
Congrats.
Jose, best of luck.
Wow. I do wish you kind of kept it a little nasty with you still could have said, you still could have said, I still hate your team, but I'm also going to have another kid, but I still hate your team. You still could have said that. Not too late.
I felt like I wove it really well together.
It did work.
Two different conflicting subjects here, but, you know, trying my best. My first time.
Let's have this be, Joe, the last foray. Joe, who should we pick with this pick? I mean, do we take our second quarterback now? I got
Baker's mugshot looking at me. I don't know. it's
what do we think? What do you think, boys? We got 40 seconds left. What do we think?
About like Mecole Hardman, someone like that.
Ooh, okay.
Just big.
That's a good
big
pick.
Upside.
Yeah.
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 Back
ooh,
that.
I love it. Take that.
Excellent.
Somebody, I mean, I guess I'll do it. I don't know. That's a great home run hitter right there to end this podcast. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Jeff, for staying on. This is number two today. I mean, download that first episode if you can. allthefieldsfantasy@gmail.com if you want to connect with us. ATF Fantasy on Twitter. get your power rankings and all that stuff, matchups of the week and all that. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Jeff. We will talk to you guys sometime next week. Peace.
Peace out.
Thanks, guys.